Pavilion. We'd really like to thank you all for attending our next installment of the Keystone Concert Series. For all of you that are bluegrass fans, I think you're going to be really thrilled tonight with the entertainment that we have. Many of you know Peter Rowan has been around the world more than once, playing with most of the bluegrass greats that that we have. He's over there going, what's he saying? For tonight, though, I'd really like to thank our sponsors, Great Northern Tavern, which is located right here in River Run, along with Camelot Wines and Crystal 93, who make this all possible. And without further ado, I'd like to bring up Peter Rowan.
The longest train I ever saw went down that Georgia line. The engine passed at 6 o'clock and the cab passed by at 9. In the pine. And we shivered when the cold wind blew.
Thank you so much. I learned my bluegrass from the master, Bill Monroe. yodeling. The altitude is having a waltz, a very slow waltz with my guitar here. It's it's so dry. I know how to hide it when it goes out of tune. Do y'all remember a Colorado bluegrass band called Hot Rise? Well, then you know what I'm talking about when I tell you that this is Slade's guitar. Now if this guitar could talk, well I know it would tell stories of life on the road, honky-tonk bars and Cadillac cars. They tune up the fiddle, rosin up the bone. Charlie Saltell, one of the boys in Hot Rise. He left it to me with Heather Roundtree, much to my surprise. Yeah, Charlie, it's hard to let go. Tune up the fiddle and let's get on with the show. These old strings are gonna ring, 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 keeping the show on the road. Now this old D-18 made by C.F. Martin back in 1935 at around top will then got it just right. Honduran mahogany back in size. And there's songs in the wood, and there's tunes in the grain of trees a thousand years old. Ebony fingerboard, mother of pearl, friendship more precious than go. Hey, Charlie, it's hard to let go. Tune up the fiddle, let's get on with the show. These old strings are gonna ring, 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 keeping the show on the road. Now Tim O'Brien's cowboy boots, they were once in cahoots with a black cowboy hat and black shades. Behind that disguise so wicked and wise was that trailblazing dude we call Slade. Hey Charlie, it's hard to let go. Tune up the fiddle, let's get on. These old strings are gonna ring, 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 keeping the show on the road. Charlie, I just had to let you know. A blessing or a curse. Too little rain is not enough, and too much just make things worse. Well, the good Lord promised me a miracle in this life with only one condition. He said, take your money, get out of town, don't try and start another religion. Oh, rainmaker, rainmaker, the land is harsh and dry. Rainmaker, rainmaker, make the rain fall from the sky. Rainmaker, rainmaker, the crops are gonna die. Rainmaker, rainmaker, make the heavens cry. Let the cool rain fall on down. Let the cool rain fall on down. Rainmaker. That's a good number. I wrote that down in Nashville when there was a drought on, and it was we thought it might make it rain if we sang that song, but you know what? It's going to rain whether it's going to rain without the song or without the with the song, but it just keeps on raining. All right, I'll give it a try there. Now we're on rain songs. This is a song that I did write when I came off a mountain one time. I go up on the mountain and just sit up there and meditate and just check it out. It's good to get away from the humankind sometimes, but sometimes we get tired of each other. And it's good to spend time alone, especially with those bears. Spending time alone with a bear is like spending time alone with yourself. Well, that is, it's an unpredictable situation. What can I tell you? Which sometimes is good and sometimes is unpredictable. So I wrote this one when I came down off the mountain up in Vermont, actually. And up in the Green Mountains. And is there any air in this room at all? I mean, it's just like, you know, I was out in front of the lodge there just trying to remember how to check in to a motel. I just haven't done that in about 2 weeks. And I was looking at all these people walking around in their T-shirts and like exercise clothes. And I thought, what in the world can anybody be? And I realized just walking around is full-time exercise here. And it's like, I'm watching all these tourists. They're like, then I tried it. I wasn't any better at it than they are. Oh, yeah, okay. Dude, you drive. See if I can try to do this song here.
Tell each other what they're
think they know. With greedy hands they take each other's money, just to buy back each other's pain. In this land of flowing milk and honey, we wander thirsty in the rain. Thirsty. So hard, there don't seem to be no reason why. I must fight you for the rich man's money. I can't buy back his helpless pain. He seems so useless and somehow funny.
People ask me, you know, there's a light on back here that's shining right out in some of these people's faces. I don't know why. Oh, it's a fire. No, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. People ask me about when I worked with Bill Monroe, because that's where I started, you know, and I decided to write a book about it. And it's turned into more than a book about Bill Monroe. It's kind of turned into, oh, just more of life all the way up through Bill Monroe and up through this band I had with Grisman Garcia called Olden in the Way. And maybe you could turn that light off back there. I know it's shining in some people's faces. I don't know who I'm talking to, but, you know, do you ever do that? Just stand around in your own house and go, maybe you could turn the TV off. And just sit there tapping your toe and going, uh-huh. Like they really listen to Dad. Well, it's good to know there's no one at the controls. Would anybody like to take responsibility and go back and... Oh, heck, I will. Oh, you know, I see what that is. Yeah, who's doing the lights here? Oh, never mind. Could you have it all dark on stage for about a minute? Would you take the cat out? I wonder what's for dinner. Turn the TV back on. It's the Clint Eastwood special. Oh, Sergio Leone. Okay, well. I know, thank you. It's okay, isn't it? It's all right, thank you. All right. I mean, I just hate to see people being blinded by this, like. Oh. Did someone turn off the light? Why, thank you very much. That's how to do it, guys. Why, someone made supper. Somebody took the dog for a walk. Oh. Ah, it was me. So. Do you have a script? I've lost my lines. Oh, yeah, Bill Monroe. And so looking back at all this, I realized that, you know, from the time I left Bill Monroe to the time that Olden and the Way began was like 5 years. And I'll tell you what, when you're a stoned-out hippie in the 60s, 5 years seems like 50 years. I thought I had lived a life. I hadn't lived any sort of life at all, but I had had some experiences. And so I'm writing about that stuff. It's very strange to look back on it, because we used to, you know, ride at night on the bus with Bill Monroe. We'd ride at night after the shows, and it was a custom in bluegrass music to stop at friends' houses on the way, 2 or 3 in the morning, and have a coffee and maybe breakfast, you know. And those are the kinds of friends bluegrass people are. And yeah, you know, we know if we show up at 4 in the morning wanting, you know, steak dinner, you're all going to be there with just, you know, hi, you know. Anyway, so sometimes, you know, we get into jam sessions and stuff like that. And I remember we were down in Monroe, Louisiana, and we drove up through Little Rock, I believe, and stopped at a friend of ours who played with Bill, Rural Yarborough, played banjo with Bill. And we heard these tapes of Vassar Clemens, who had completely retired after being with Bill Monroe at 14 years old, had retired from the life and gone to work in a potato chip factory in Kissimmee, Florida. Vass was always getting after me about that. I was calling him the Kissimmee Kid, and he said, "That's the Kissimmee Kid." Hey, what's a kiss among friends? And I couldn't believe these tapes, you know, and I never forgot how amazing that he was playing. And so, I mean, really, just a short time later, we were about to go on a tour with, we were kind of like tagging along with the Grateful Dead. And I called Vassar up, and Vassar was ready to go. And he says, "I like it like that." "Dad bum," he says, "Dad bam it, I like it like that." But a lot of us work with Bill Monroe, and I had my about 3 years with him. And one night we were riding from Nashville up to Bean Blossom, Indiana, and we were riding in this old bus that people referred to as the Bluegrass Breakdown. And the Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name, and we were stranded on the highway up in a beautiful area of Kentucky called Horse Caves. And we were watching the sunrise over the mountains, I guess. I was standing outside the bus, and Bill was standing outside the bus. I'd been driving when it broke down, which is always how it is. And Bill was standing right over here. I guess we hadn't talked in about 2 weeks. One time I did, yeah. It's hard to drive a bus off a mountain with no brakes, I tell you. It's like, anyway, this time it wasn't my fault, but it's in the book. It talks about what actually happened. And, I mean, when you don't have brakes because the compression has gone out with the air brakes, and a tow truck picks you up with the tow and lifts the bus up, and you don't have any brakes, that means when the tow truck stops, the bus is going to keep moving. Very interesting to see the tow bar come through the front of the bus, just over the window, through the sign that says Bluegrass Special. As I say, many experiences. And Bill walked up to me and he said, Pete, I've got this melody here. And I always tell the story, and he called me Pete Rones. Call me plural. But he actually walked up and he said, I've got this melody here. Listen to this. And he goes, da, 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 da. The wind is blowing across the mountain, down o'er the valley way below. And me, being a an upstart, said, it sweeps the... I've been reading Wuthering Heights, so I'm going, it sweeps the grave of my darling. When I die, that's where I want to go. Thinking of Diggory Van, of course, you know, and he's just a... crawl right in there with her. I don't know why I'm stalling. I'm not stalling for time because time has run out. So, all right. So we wrote this. Oh, you know, this is what Tony Rice calls the dawn of man light. I like this. Now we are one. Yeah.
The wind is blowing across the mountain and down. It sweeps the grave of my darling. When I die, that's where I want to go. Lord, send the angels for my darling and take her to that home on high. I'll wait and come to you when I die. Our names are carved upon the tombstone. I promised you before you die.
Lord, send the angels.
done.
Thank you. I want to tell you about a new record we have coming out. It's the last record I made on my own was Reggabilly. I was down in Jamaica. I made this record called Reggabilly. And we've been touring with the reggae band for a while. And I've been touring with Mr. Tony Rice and our little quartet for the past 4 years. We're in our fifth year. And we have a record coming out on Rounder Records. And it's Tony and I with Billy and Bryn. Bass and mandolin, and special guest Tony Garnier and Larry Adamaniuk on drums. Tony Garnier is the bass player with Bob Dylan, and he's an old friend, so he played on some stuff. And it's a good record, and it's coming out in September, so we're going to be all over the country. Come and see us if you can find us, and we'll come find you. So here's the title cut of the album. The album's called You Were There For Me. Here's another couple from the album.
Down where the Rio Grande runs,
through sagebrush and dust to the portals of adobe walls warmed by the sun. Through the narrow walled streets of the village come the laughter of children at play. A warm mother's smile, it lingers a while. Come back to old Santa Fe. I tied my horse at the cantina just as the sun's going down. I takes me a shot of tequila. I takes me a stroll through the town. On a bridge overlooking the arroyo, I hear a guitar softly play an old Spanish tune by the light of the moon. Come back to old Santa Fe. Come back to old Santa Fe. Come back to old Santa Fe. I know my love waits behind old Spanish gates. Come back to old Santa Fe. Now the snow softly falls on the plaza in the stillness before break of dawn. All through the night I've been searching, your memory calling me on. At sunrise down at the cathedral I hear a young girl in tears softly prays. Saint, smile from above, I found you, my love, in old Santa Fe. Come back to old Santa Fe. Come back to old Santa Fe. I know my love waits behind Spanish gate. Come back to old Santa Fe.
Thanks. I want to do one more from the album. This is I always wanted to write a song about the wild horses in America. And some of you may be ranchers and hate wild horses, but I don't know. When you know the history of them, and you have to have some kind of respect for this life that has began in the 15th century with, you know, Spanish horses, the Spanish barbs that came over with Cortez and bred and become our wild herds. In fact, in Canada in 1907, they found one of George Custer's cavalry horses in a wild herd up there in 1907. I know this because I read it in a book. Frank J. Dobie, book called The Wild Mustang. Hey, this is for J. Frank Dobie. This is The Wild Mustang.
South Texas plain.
North African tribesmen, I taught them to ride. Galloping over the desert so wide, High Plains, Nevada, Montana, my home. Through swift disappearing wild pastures I roam. You cannot corral me in your fields of barbed wire. Though you hunt me with your haunted desire, I'm the wild Mustang, I'll always run free. Let the wild Mustang always run free. I'm the wild Mustang, I'll always run free. Let the wild Mustang always run free. Saddle and rope. My wild blood is freedom, my freedom, your only hope. Yeah. Let the wild Mustang always run free. Let the wild Mustang always run free. I'm the wild Mustang.
Thank you so much, folks. How about some requests? All right, this gentleman here wants to hear "The Land of the Navajo."
Navajo, in the land of the Navajo. Well, 100 miles from nowhere, out on the desert sand, one-eyed Jack the trader held some turquoise in his hand. By his side rattled Running Elk, his longtime Indian friend. He vowed that he would stay by Jack until the bitter end. Jack had gambled everything he owned to lead this wandering life. He might have had a happy home or a tender loving wife. But his hunger was for trading trapper's furs for turquoise stone. Anything that the Indians had, Jack wanted for his own. Cold on the trail of the buffalo. Oh, the wind blows cold in the land of the Navajo. In the land of the Navajo.
Said Jack to run an elk, I'll gamble all my precious stones before I leave my body here among these bleaching bones. For now my time is drawing near, I'm filled with dark regret. My spirit longs to journey as the sun begins to set. For we've a right to kill, we stole your land, we ruled with guns and knives. Fed whiskey to your warriors while we stole away your wives. Said running elk, what's done is done, you white men rule this land. So lay the cards face up and play your last broken-hearted hand. Oh, the wind blows cold on the trail of the buffalo. Oh, the wind blows cold in the land of the Navajo. In the land. Wild, the ace is high. Jack bet the Mississippi River, running elk raised him the sky. Jack saw him with the sun and moon and upped him with the stars. Running elk by the Rocky Mountain, Jupiter and sun was sinking in the west when Jack drew the ace of spades. A running elk just rolled his eyes, he smiled and passed away. Jack picked up his turquoise stones and cast them to the sky. He stared into the setting sun and it made a mournful cry. Oh, the wind blows cold on the trail. Buffalo. Oh, the wind blows cold in the land of the Navajo. In the land of the Navajo.
Yeah.
You know, I like it when it's summertime and the sun's beating down and I get to wear the sacred sombrero. Now, you may wonder what a man like I would be doing wearing a sombrero. Well, I'll tell you what. It all has to do with a bunch of outlaws that I hung out with one time known as the Free Mexican Air Force. That's all I got to say about that. Well, we were down there. You know, the Free Mexican Air Force, it was a group of people who were searching for spiritual sport. I mean, you know, kind of like people who light a match to look down the gas tank of the truck to see if it's got some gas in it. That was our modus operandi. And we were down to this little place down in South Texas we have called Camp Howdy. Howdy! Give me a good mini pearl howdy. I'm not going to ask how you know that Minnie Pearl said that. But hee-haw. Okay, all right. Before my time. I only saw her on the Grand Ole Opry. And she was great. Minnie Pearl. Howdy! All right, so we were sitting around in the campfire, surprising ourselves, searching for spiritual sport. You get the picture? Went out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines. Came a dude of an hombre. He had dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat. Well, he had on a beaver skin hat, a leopard skin vest, beaver skin chaps, lizard skin boots. He had endangered species all over his body. He took one look at us and he fell face down in the campfire, sucked up all the flames, blew out a smoke ring, spit out a live coal, looked at us and said, "Oh, what are you sorry boys? Hippies?" "Howdy." "We're vegetarians." "Veggie what?" "That's sorry. Now you boys climb out of the campfire and come with me. I'm going to teach you about the true spiritual sport. We going to fly with the Free Mexican Air Force." Well, sure enough, when he said spiritual sport, we climbed out of that campfire and went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent. Pulled on our cotton drawstring mail order yogi trousers with the extra flap. Slipped into a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis. We were ready for the spiritual sport. So we followed this dude whose name was Beauregard Hooligan out across the bean field to an old B-25 that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight, and we climbed aboard and he motioned me forward into the co-pilot seat and I felt proud. Yeah. And then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas come running out from him. Can you whistle? Please. Okay. 25. Bunch of canaries here. What's going on? Don't try and upstage me with your whistling. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines. And they pulled the blocks out from under the wheels and we started rolling down across the bean field. And as we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead. And as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, "Bo," called him Bo, "this thing fly? What are you boys, superstitious?" Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field, plummeting down through the void, not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. You try and say that. And I turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment. And he just smiled and he turned to me with a loving look. And he said, drive. I grabbed the hold of the little wheel. I pulled back. A miracle occurred. The right prop kicked in. We spiraled upwards. We were airborne, flying upside down over the border, just below the radar and just above the paraquat. And that, my friends, is when this song came to my mind. Those are my words exactly. In the Morelos Mountains, campesinos are planting their fields. Where the ghost stops, a potter rides, a horse that can still outrun the wheel. High in the sky above and clear out of sight is the free Mexican Air Force, and we're flying tonight. Now way up in Colorado, a cowgirl is cooling her heels, remembering that God gave us herbs and the fruits of the field. And the free Mexican Air Force, Mescalito riding his white horse. The free Mexican Air Force is flying tonight, flying so high, high. Now me and Miss Monica, we went out on the old campaign trail, checking out the dole, the newt, and the bush, in the bush who went to Yale. Then we met old Whitewater Willie, who never inhaled. Now the president, he's an ex, 'cause we found out he likes to play the saxophone. Flying so high, high, high. Yeah, yeah. Now, friends, I find it mighty strange when the Texas legislature picks up and moves to New Mexico. Then they end up in Oklahoma. Lord, Lord, that ain't no way to go. I'm sorry to say that it's come to be. Sometimes it seems like we're living in a Wahhabi democracy. Flying so high, smoking colitas, federales are loading their guns,
blowing smoke from their six-shooters, spinning their barrels for fun. Contrabandistas, bandidos of light. It's the Free Mexican Air Force and we're flying tonight. And high in the hills we are harvesting sweet sensimilla. The law wants it all cause they think that the wild weed can free us. Freedom for us is a prison for the rulers of might. And the Free Mexican Air Force, Mescalito riding his white horse. The Free Mexican Air Force is flying tonight. Everybody flying so high, high. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Flying tonight. Ole! How does that one go? Michael Bryan is the promoter of the shows that I do in this part of the country, and I'd like to thank Mike personally. How else? But thank you, Mike, for having me up here. You know, Mike is Irish, and my great-grandfather, Michael, and his wife, Bridget Rowan, came over from Ireland. And so Mike and I decided we'd go back to Ireland and find out where it all began. And it all began in the bottom of a glass of Guinness. No, we had a great time. It was the most beautiful weather you've ever seen in your life. It rained for 2 weeks solid. I personally like rain. And I like snow. And I like stuff that makes you stay indoors until you really want to go outside. And then when you go outside, you know you're outside. You know what I mean? Not just like, there's a cloud. No, I like it extreme, you know? It's like, I think I'll go outside. Ah, that was bracing. In Ireland, you go outside and it's like, you've never seen such cheery people, you know, because the weather's so bad, everybody's in a good mood. Yeah, sometimes. And we were in a Gaelic-speaking part of Ireland where nobody understood what we were saying. Well, people understood what we were saying, we didn't understand what they were saying. And we thought they were just very cheerful people because every time they look at us, they'd laugh. Every time we said something, they'd just go, And they have a funny language, too. Which means, shut up and play. But Mike wanted to hear this tune here. Can you hear the guitar enough outside there? Yeah, turn the guitar up a little bit. Let's hear it. Let's hear the real tone in the house. Guitar in the house, yeah.
All right, I thought we'd been a little underpowered. I know we're on the verge of feedback, but that's where the joy is. I'm the sound man's nightmare. Here's my sound check. Great. Oh, this is good. Now I can tune. I tell you, I'm deaf up here. Anyway, Mike wanted to hear the song that I wrote called Snow Country Girl. And I want to play it for you. It's going to be a little different feel.
I reach into my special pocket. I pull out.
A used Jerry Douglas thumb pick, yeah. You don't think that's going to help me play better? Sure it is. All right. Going to have to calm down a little bit because I know my fingers are going to get crazy. Whoa. Whew, look at the vibration on that thumb pick.
Days were growing warm. I returned.
dark and empty. The ashes had long gone cold. Love we made on a feather bed, like a ghost from long ago. In the softly falling snow, I heard a voice say, forget me not, nor the lifetime of love we have given. I must fly where the wild crows cry, somewhere between earth and heaven. It's a long road between earth and heaven. Take me back to the arms of snow country girl. The wind is calling through the pines, where snowflakes fall like feather down. My snow country girl was so kind when I was young and snow.
What was that? I'm not falling for that. That's the oldest trick in the book. You know what he said? Hey, play a little of that one. He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red. On his white horse, Mescalito, he come breezing through town. I bet your woman's up in bed with old Panama Red. The judge don't know when Red's in town. He keeps a well hidden underground. Everybody's acting lazy, falling out and hanging round. My woman said, hey Pedro, you acting crazy like a clown. Nobody feels like working. Panama Red is back in town. Panama Red, Panama Red. He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red. On his white horse, Mescalito, he come breezing to town. I bet your woman's up in bed with old Panama Red. We're better off in bed. Don't you be searching all them joints downtown when you got Panama Red. Panama Red, Panama Red. He'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red. On his white horse, Mescalito, he come breezing to town. I bet your woman's up in bed. are softly folding. Come with me, my love, where the river flows and the willows weep. We will drink red wine while the nightingale sings, and we'll dance with no shoes on our feet. Oh, we'll dance with shoes on our feet to the music of our one heartbeat. I love your tender embraces and kisses so sweet when we dance with no shoes on our feet.
Big steel of a road, two nickels are undone.